Good morning. It is April of 2024. My name is Corey Warren, and this is Marketing with Morals, where I get to share key takeaways from working with e-commerce brands around the globe. Hey, everybody. All right. So today I want to talk about tracking your results. And I'm not just talking about ROAS, right? Return on ad spend. No, I'm talking about the numbers that you need to know as the CEO, as the person that's in charge of running your company, to make sure that you're not spending more than you're making, to make sure that you're spending wisely if you're venture capitalist or VC backed, and to make sure that you have some kind of profitability or a goal towards profitability by the time you need it to be profitable. So let's talk about some of these numbers. So the first thing I need you to have, if you don't have it already, is a COGS sheet, costs of goods and services, COGS. Now on this COGS sheet, I want you to think through everything that's not an operational expense, all right? The COGS sheet should have things like your pick fees from your 3PL. If you don't know what pick fees are, it's how much it costs someone to pull one item, right? If there's three items, there's, you know, a pick fee for each one, maybe. If you have a bundle, maybe it's one pick fee for three products. You'll figure that out together with your 3PL partner. 3PL stands for third-party logistics. I'm going to try to hopefully, I mean, I'm sure you know what these terms mean, but I have to like clarify for people that are just starting out, okay? So in addition to your cost of goods and services, pick fees, you need your shipping fees. And this is typically going to be an average, right? If you're a company on the East Coast and you're shipping to the West Coast, obviously that's going to be the most expensive that it would cost you. So let's say the average is anywhere between $8 and $13, depending on the weight of the product that you're shipping and how much you're shipping. So I would just assume that it's $13, like assume worst case scenario, right? And then you've got taxes and a couple other things in there. And then, of course, in addition to those items on your COGS, you want to have the cost that it takes you to make the product itself, the actual cost of raw materials, the bottle, the labels, all of that. You have to price all of that out and you have to list it on a sheet so that if you sell a product for $50, and you, let's go even numbers. Let's do $100. If you have a product that's $100 and it costs you a total of $20 in all of those, you know, line items that I just mentioned, you have $80 of profit that if you sell something for $100, costs you $20 to make, you have $80 in profit. Okay, cool. So out of that $80 in profit, how much does it cost you to acquire a customer? And then we're talking about CAC, right? So your customer acquisition cost out of that $80, let's assume it's $40. And so you've got a $100 product that costs you $20 to make, ship, all that stuff, which is not real. These numbers are not real. I'm making all this up, right? Then you've got $80 in profit prior to your customer acquisition cost, which is $40. Now you've got $40 to play with. So that's pretty good in that scenario. If it were a real life scenario, then that would be great. Now, what kind of products have excellent margins and what's the margin you should be thinking about? Well, for me, I typically run into businesses that are anywhere from 50 to 60% profit margin, and that's net profit. That's not including operational costs, all right? Operational costs are something different. I'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, when we're talking about marketing and we're talking about working with an agency like C4 Social, I want you to be in charge of your operational costs. I am not your business advisor. I am just merely your e-commerce advisor and your marketing strategist, right? So operational expenses aside, you've got that money that you understand that you have. And so what do you do with that $40 of profit you have left over? Do you look at being profit? Is it important for you to be profitable on a first transaction of a new customer acquisition? Or is it something that you're willing to lose? If you have that same $100 product, it costs you $20 and maybe it costs you, I don't know, $60 to acquire a customer to spend $100. That's almost, you know, ROAS wise, that's not bad at all. It's like a 1.5 ROAS, right? So the ROAS looks good, but then you're left with, you know, only pennies and you're not profitable on the first transaction. after operational expenses and everything else, and after all your COGS and stuff, I should say. Sorry, I'm saying too many things too fast here. But you guys, hopefully you understand what I'm saying. If you are not profitable on the first transaction, it doesn't mean that you have a failed business. It means that you need to think about lifetime value and when that customer comes back. So if your product is a consumable product, which is what you want ideally, when are they going to come back? What's that second transaction point? Is it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? And how long, based on the money, the cash you have on hand, or the venture capitalist funding you have, the investor backing, how long can you continue to run that marketing train so that eventually you will have some type of, you know, return, profitability, successful company that in the long term you could maybe sell, right? And exit. So this is the game, guys. The whole reason that I'm recording this and the reason I'm talking to you about this is I want you to think about these numbers because they are everything. Before you work with a marketing agency, before you work with anyone, you absolutely have to know these numbers. Now, if you're an info-based product and you don't have any COGS because you don't have any shipping, then your operational costs, the cost for coaches to execute the program, the cost for your sales team, I'm guessing you're giving them a commission, those then become your COGS. And so you can back that out and figure out, okay, how much can I expect to spend that's like an acceptable spend that will allow me to run a profitable business? And I think that's the game. So hopefully this helped you, just giving you things to think about. And I believe in you and I know you can do this, but before you work with someone that's a marketing agency like ours who has, you know, 10 to 15 full-time people all averaging like 10 years of experience in this space, you've got to do your part as the business owner and make sure that you are locked in and understanding your numbers. Because if you're not understanding your numbers, you will never be successful and you will fail and you will run out of money. So I believe in you, like I said, and I know you can do this. And I look forward to working with you someday. Until then, go check us out over at c4social.com for more in-depth articles and any questions you might have. Feel free to email me. My email is real easy. It's just my name, Corey, C-O-R-Y, at C4, the letter C, the number 4, social.com. So Corey at c4social.com. Till next time, guys, have a great day. Much love.